Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis. I want to welcome you to Glorious Living. Today's program is going to be so wonderful. We have two wonderful women, and we're going to talk about mothers because we love celebrating the wonderful women in our lives. I know you're going to love it. You know, I always love it when you join me here in Studio C because this is a special place to me. I've spent time talking with wonderful people that have blessed my life, and I believe that they've been touching your life as well. And Chrissy's usually here with me
yes,
on the set. We love
getting together.
Yes, thank
you so much. Yes, ma'am. And you look beautiful in your blue.
And
I love it.
I like your pink as well.
Look, we go well together today. Always we go well together.
You know,
I love it.
I love it too. You know, and all this month we've been talking about mothers, and you're enjoying your first Mother's Day. I hope you had a great Mother's Day.
It was wonderful. Just enjoying my baby, making memories, celebrating with my mother, my sister, the whole family. You know, my mother-in-law was in town. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful time. We had a great time.
It's so great that we honor mothers, because especially if you have a godly mother.
Yes.
But it makes all the difference in your life. And
I have
great memories of my mom, and love spending of me growing up with her. Of course, I'm thankful she's still here with me, 92 years
old.
Wow,
beautiful.
Such a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
She's been an inspiration to me. So many, I can draw back on things she did. Always making life fun and interesting.
That's wonderful. And people are loving that we're celebrating mothers all this month. And I have a viewer named Maria who's celebrating her mama. She decided to write about her.
Good.
So I wanted to read it and give honor where honor's due. It says, my mom is 85 years old and she's the best mom in the world. Every day is Mother's Day to me. Mothers should be loved, appreciated, and respected each day. God bless you guys watching from New Jersey. Well, thank you so much for writing in, Maria. And tell your mama, happy Mother's Day. Or you too. Who knows? You might be a mama as well.
We don't know.
We're celebrating all women this month. It's good
stuff.
Yes, that's
right. Whether you're a mother or just you. Everybody has a mother. Yes. So we're celebrating women all this
Strong women of faith.
Strong women. You know, I want to read this before we move on and introduce our guests. But I read this morning and it came to my heart. So it's important. It's what Paul wrote to Timothy.
Yes.
It's in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. He says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. So
Amen.
Whatever is, you know, our mothers put so much into us.
That's right.
And Paul was recognized this in Timothy, this faith. So we have two women today that understand faith, and we're going to talk about that.
We're
excited to welcome back Margie Cooper and Elizabeth Davis back to Studio C. This dynamic mother-daughter duo are great assets to Team JDM. Margie is our creative media supervisor in the ministry, and Elizabeth keeps everyone on task as our JDM base camp coordinator. They're here today to share about the bold, tenacious, and spirit-led women who have greatly impacted their faith. Welcome, girls.
There
Thank
they
you
are.
For being here.
The dynamic duo. I love both of them so much. It's great to have y'all here.
Thank you for having us back.
Yeah, it's been great. I know you've been impacted by the Lord so much. I remember we talked about how the Lord brought you back here.
Yes.
And how you both work together. In fact, your father also is on staff.
He does. Mm-hmm.
He works with you.
Me, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. And he's our photographer. All the pictures that you see on our social media posts, that's what your dad has done. He does such a great job.
Thank you.
Helps us look good.
Yes, he does.
You know what he does? They may not know this, but he takes a lot of photos, and all of a sudden he says, okay, say Jesus.
Yeah.
And when he does that, we all light up.
He's like, Jesus.
I'm thinking, why did he do that? Why doesn't he do that right in the beginning?
Yeah, he saves the best for last.
That's
how
it is. We always get good shots.
That's right.
But it's been a joy to get to know you and your family. And you know, you've worked with us for such a long time, Margie. You worked in the art department helping me with the magazine, but then you moved away for a while, then you came back. And when you came back, you brought your grandmother.
I brought my grandmother, She was so thrilled to come when we moved back, and it was just such a blessing for her. She loved it. And so it was the last 5 years of her life she was able to spend here, and I think it was her best years.
And when I would see her at church, Chrissy, you didn't know her.
No,
came on staff after that.
Yeah, just a year after.
But she was so bubbly. I mean, just like a combination of you two.
Definitely.
I mean, she's the best of you two. And I just love being around her. She always made me feel so loved and so welcome. She loved Jesse.
And that was very authentic. She thought y'all a family. She prayed for you every day. Mm-hmm. And she just was so thrilled when we when I first got on staff, she mm-hmm. just knew it was going to mm-hmm. change our whole life, mm-hmm. hers and all of our families as well. She just knew it was going to be impactful.
I know. And that's beautiful. Why I thought of this scripture when I knew you were going to be here today. And I remembered that what Paul said about the grandmother mm-hmm. and the mother,
yeah.
how this generational mm-hmm. Strength of women that impact our lives. And you had a great grandmother, of course, mm-hmm. your mother. Is a great impact on your life as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
my grandmother, yes.
And your grandmother.
My mother's mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was your grandmother's name?
My grandmother's name was Marjorie, so I'm named after her.
Oh,
and I'm named after my mom, so we're a Marjorie Elizabeth.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, beautiful name. Yeah.
My mom was Marjorie Ellen, and I'm Elizabeth Ellen.
Yeah.
After my mom.
Oh, okay. So there's a lot that goes with a name. We were chatting just a little bit about how Margie got her name. You want to tell us that story? I loved it. I think that everybody that's watching would love this story. You know, because I remember, before we go there, I remember thinking about naming Jody and what name would we have? And Jesse and I had a little discussion back and forth. You know, everybody gets those baby books and they look through the different names. And I really wanted to call Jody Celeste because I thought it would go good with Duplantis. It's like a French name. Jody says, oh, I'm so glad you didn't call me that. She says, sounds like incest.
Oh, my gosh.
Jody's so funny. That's what she said.
Well, you know, I was supposed to be a boy. They thought I was a boy. And so I was supposed to be Clint Carter. Doesn't that sound like a movie star
name? It
does. It's like Clint Eastwood a little bit.
My dad must have had it. You were destined to be in front of the camera, girl.
Oh, yeah. Whether I was a boy or a girl. But I'm so happy I'm a woman.
Oh,
and
But nobody could mistake that.
Yeah, that's right. That is right. But I do love this story. You know, there was many confirmations she was supposed to be named Margie, correct? When we talked about this story.
Yes. Well, right. Well, when we were, when I was a little girl, I had an imaginary friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so my imaginary friend had a name, and I always knew as I got older, and she went to live somewhere else, wherever imaginary friends go, I was going to name her. If I had a daughter, I was going to name her mm-hmm. what I called my imaginary friend. And so, but she came with the name. I didn't name her. She came with the name. And so years passed. I met my husband. I got
married.
With child. Yes, married and then with child. Yes, we keep them in the order. And
keep them in order.
Yeah, I'm not nervous at all. And so events happened. Things went on. And it became impossible to name my daughter what I had thought to name her. And I do have a tad of a rebellious streak, and I was going to anyway, mm-hmm. but my family persuaded me with that it would not be kind.
Yeah.
And so she was born, and we didn't have a name. Mm-hmm. Because up until she was in the world, she was still going to have that name because that was how rigid I had become about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sorry, but I was, you know. So anyway, I had no name. So when they came back when we were in the hospital with her 3 days, so each day they would come and ask me the child's name because she was female Davis. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know yet. Mm-hmm. And
female, see, I couldn't get used to calling you female.
I know, right?
Yeah. Female.
Your initials would be F what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
F-D.
F-D.
F-D. Yeah. So every time they would come back, they would ask the same questions.
And
what is this baby's name? I had an inner witness of what her name was supposed to be, but that was back before the word teaching,
the things of the God.
And I understood that there would be an inner witness. You know, I was a Christian, but I didn't have the expanse of knowledge that I have now. So I just kind of had a gut reaction that I should name her, but I was not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave birth. The nurse that was with me when I gave birth, her name was Marge.
Mm-hmm.
The nurse that came in the next day to take care of Margie came in and said, her name was Marge. Each day, someone else would come in and ask the baby's name. At the end of the third day, they came in and the woman came from the health department where you have to do the birth certificates, and she said, we have to have this baby's name or we will not allow you to be released from the hospital. And so
down to the wire.
And do you still do that? Does she,
you know, so I said,
just a little.
So I said,
I had a feeling.
I said, well, what do you think about, I'm thinking about maybe naming her Marjorie Elizabeth. And the woman looked at me and said, really? And I said, yeah, thinking like, oh, yeah, you think that's too long of a name, because that was what I was getting. Oh, that's going to be a long name in this computer generation. That's a long name. and so I was like feeling really hesitant because, and she said, I think it's beautiful. That's my name. So I said, well,
another confirmation.
Another confirmation.
Doesn't tell you so, that was the right name.
So like I said, from an inner witness to the hammer on a nail to a, you know, to a sledgehammer, this is her name.
And
so
there she
this is Marjorie Elizabeth.
Yay! Beautiful name. Named after the grandmother as well.
Yeah. Named after my Nana, And we loved it. We always, like, she became Marge when I was born because she was Margie. Mm-hmm. And then when I was born, she became Marge, and then I became Margie. And then I kind of dropped that, and I just became G for the most of the time, G and GG.
G.
I love it. And, you know, strong women of faith, you know, names mean so much.
They do.
And you mentioned your grandmother, and we chatted a little bit about that, how she was the first person to get born again in your family and started your faith-filled journey. Can you tell a little bit about her? I love this story. It's good stuff.
Well, her name was Mabel, and she hated her name. And she would always tell you that it was spelled M-A-B-E-L, not like a table, but Mabel.
She made it quite clear.
Made it quite clear. So
she's very strong.
So it's not surprising that so names funny. Are a deal.
Names are important. Jody names always hated her name. She says, why did you name me Jody? Jody could be a boy or a girl's name is what she would say. And then her middle name, Jesse picked the first name. I picked the second, her middle name, which was Renee. She says, Jody could be a boy or a girl's name. And so can Renee.
She's
giving
so
me a lot of great, but, you know, she really fits that name, Jody. She's so bubbly and fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know she's been on the program. Many of y'all have seen us, her on here. But names are important. But people do think something. My name was Catherine. I mean, everybody calls me Kathy. But I was the Catherine in the family. And Mama had five girls. All of them had a middle name of Anne. But I'm the only one that had Maria, and I'm unique.
I'm a Maria.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm Chrissy Marie. Don't you just love it?
It rolls
off the tongue.
It does. Catherine Marie Carrera.
Yeah, that's nice. Very French.
Very nice. But Mabel with not a table.
Not Mabel, but not spelled like table. No, that was a big thing with her. So, which I hadn't thought until now that how the name started even back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she didn't like her middle name either, and forgive me, but it was Alma.
I loved Alma. Alma was my sister-in-law. Yeah. I had only one brother, so my one sister-in-law, she was so special to all of us. She's in heaven today.
Yeah.
Alma has a wonderful meaning to me, so that made me remember her today. She was a wonderful mother as well.
I love that.
So my grandmother, Mabel, was one of many children, and they lived in southern Indiana in the hills. And she was not born again until she got to be an adult. Mm-hmm. She'd been married. She had her first child. And she was the first one on my mom's side that of our immediate family that we knew in life.
How did she get born again?
Well, I'm not really sure, except I think it was a traveling preacher.
Hey.
Because,
you see. You know, this is what this is. This is like a traveling preaching show, but we're going in a different way. We're on the different social media platforms.
Yes, that's right, exactly.
And so he came, and I think it was like, you know, a traveling preacher came, and there wasn't a lot to do in the hills, so everybody came. There was a church social. You carried your box lunch in, I think. So she went and got born again, and which changed the direction for the not only her husband, because she, like you, she set her crosshairs on him. It didn't take much because she was a strong woman.
Yeah, very strong.
Very strong woman. Right. And back then you had to be because you did it all. Uh-huh. And then when you were done doing it all in the house, you went out and you did it in the field. Mm-hmm. So she grew up with a very strong father. And so what he told all the girls were, now that you're done with your lighthouse duties, mm-hmm. you can go hoe in the garden while you rest.
Wow. Yay. And yeah, so, you had to be a strong woman.
And I think that's where the boldness
yeah. Yeah.
and the tenacity comes from. And I really do believe that it yeah. rests solely in Mabel Alma yeah.
and
Smith.
She really yeah, she really put it through to all of us, yes. like very
you
deeply.
You knew her?
Yes, I was able to be with her until I was 9. Uh-huh. So she lived to be 80. Mm-hmm. And, but she just had such a, she marked all of us really. And, mm-hmm. you know, from the time Nana was born, Nana was her baby, mm-hmm. and so she marked her the most, and we just kind of fell right in, you know. We all were had influenced by her because we were able to be with her, mm-hmm. you know, for a long time, and yeah. she was able to share all of her wisdom with us.
And I'm sure she yeah. impacted your grandmother, the one that I knew, mm-hmm. and
yes,
met,
she did.
And loved being around.
Oh, yeah.
She was a highlight when I would come to church and I'd see her. She always was so
yeah.
bubbly at
yeah.
that yeah. older age. You mm-hmm. know, she inspired me to always be loving and friendly and outgoing yeah. because she was. It did. Some people that roll in, they're just scowling, not ready to be,
yeah.
not happy
yeah.
about life at that point. But she loved having you guys here yes. at Jesse Planet's Ministry.
She loved it.
That y'all moved yeah. back here.
And it yeah. was an honor that she was able to finally be in a church that she felt so at home in.
Yes.
From the church that she had when she was a child mm-hmm. to, you know, so it really bookended both
her life.
Of her life. Yeah. She had a great church in the beginning and she had a great church at the end. And, I just really thank the Lord for that because,
yeah.
and that's just the favor and the faithfulness of God
yes.
to the people who endeavor every day to be close to Him
yeah.
in whatever
and she
way
did,
they
definitely.
Knew to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happened. My grandmother was in a one-room, she went to school in a one-room schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. And she always said I went to the eighth, or she said I was at eighth grade, but basically she wasn't because it was eighth grades in one's room, so that's why she said she went to the eighth grade. Well, she left school when she was in the third grade. She left school.
Wow!
And
but so smart, uh-huh. very smart. Like you,
yeah.
you couldn't get anything past her.
My mother's the same way. She
yeah.
only went to like the second mm-hmm. grade.
Yeah,
but because she had to, they pulled her out of school so she could help with the younger children, mm-hmm. which they did that a lot in
they
those
did
days.
That a lot.
And
mm-hmm.
she matured and everything, but she didn't even know how to read.
Yeah.
She learned to read yeah. as an adult later when we were all kids. Mm-hmm. We would read to her, but she had a great memory.
Mm-hmm.
She worked as an insurance manager. She sold insurance, but she had a team of people under her, and she had to learn everything. Mm-hmm. But the way she would learn it is that we would read it to her, mm-hmm. and she would remember it. She'd know right where to go
wow.
to show these people, even though she didn't read herself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a brilliant mind.
Brilliant.
Like
yes.
you were saying,
yeah.
not everybody, you know, just because you don't have an education doesn't mean you're not smart.
Exactly.
That's exactly
and
right.
She was
right.
a smart woman like your
yeah.
mama.
Yeah.
That's
so
a
she,
gift.
Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
she,
great grandma.
She would read the Bible, mm-hmm. and she called it the book.
The book.
Yeah. And so Margie said my mom was her baby, and mom was born with a distended umbilical cord. And so when she
what?
Got...
What is that?
It's like a rupture in the umbilical
okay.
cord area, so her belly button would protrude out instead
okay.
of, you know, sinking. Uh-huh. And so...
She had an outie.
She had
yeah.
a... Well, but it was more because
was,
of the... It
was serious,
It was
though.
Serious,
okay.
yes. It was, yeah. yeah. So my grandmother at that time would put a piece of money in, a coin, and wrap it around to try and hold it in so that it... but once she got born again, she was reading in the book
uh-huh.
that if you have a sickness, that you call for the elders of the church to pray,
mm-hmm.
and it will be taken care
James,
of.
James, right.
Mm-hmm. So she went in to the pastor. And she said, I want you and the elders to come to my house and pray for my daughter so she'll be healed. Mm-hmm. And the pastor was not really inclined to believe in healing, but recognized her tenacity and her young Christian faith. Mm-hmm. And so he reluctantly came to the uh-huh. house. And unbeknownst to my grandmother until later, when the church women talked to her, he told all of them on the way over to not say anything against healing, that they're there to pray and to honor her faith.
It would makes me think they often talked against healing.
That's kind of what it makes me think. And so, but my grandmother believed if you got the elders of the church around and they prayed, her baby would be healed. And lo and behold, my mother was healed.
Praise God. And what a great beginning for her
great
life.
Yes.
So if she saw it in the book,
the book,
then that was all she needed to know.
That was the end of all and be all.
That's
the book.
That's the book.
And I'm blessed to have her book.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah. And it survived Ida.
How wonderful.
So, but it was her book. And she read her book every morning, and she read her book every evening. And it was everything she learned about the Lord came from her church, but her time with the Lord. And she was not baptized in the with the gift of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. That was totally foreign to her. So everything that she was able to instill, and by that I mean she had brothers and sisters, many, and every single one of them was just like she was until she got a hold of him after she got born again. And every single one of her sisters and her mother and her father were born again before they went home to be with the Lord and their spouses.
Mabel. This is good. This is good stuff. Mabel.
And I look forward to meeting her.
My grandfather's family, all of them born again. Their spouses and his parents.
Well, she was an evangelist.
Very much, yes.
And she was an Avon lady, and the Lord, she went out and she got most of the people on her route born again.
She used that
and,
as an inspiration.
And prayed, for them. And she would say, this is what I do. I go, I get the best job the Lord ever gave me. I get to dress like a lady. I get to smell wonderful, and I get to talk to other women about how they can be, you know, everything that they can be in their life, and I get to spread the gospel and talk about my Jesus. And
talk
that's what she did for 40 years.
I love it. I love it. You know, Margie, that's such a great heritage to look back on. I'm so glad y'all are sharing that with me today. But how is it for you to work with your mom? I know you're not in the, you're actually in a similar department. Y'all interact and y'all work together a lot. How is that?
Oh, it's great. We have a great time interacting together.
Well, you're both strong women.
Very strong.
Even though you appear to be very soft on camera, and you are soft. You can be a soft woman and still be a strong woman.
Yeah, I'm tenacious. I definitely got that from Mabel.
After hearing about Mabel, I can see her coming out through both of your personalities.
She definitely comes through and definitely came through Nana, and I got a lot of my tenacity from her too, and mom. But and we've worked together since I was a kid. I mean, when they started their business, I was 10 years old. You know, so we've always been working together in some capacity or another, and so this just felt like normal and home. And just like we were when I was a kid. So it's I always thought it was God's blessing that He brought them all together.
Yes, you get to see each other at work every day, and you live nearby in the same, pretty much, you live in a little town to get nearby here, and you always seem like you're together, and I love seeing family relationships like that. We have a lot of that here at the ministry. Jody, of course, works with us here at the office, and it's wonderful that I can just go down the hall and see her when I want to.
It's awesome.
It's beautiful that we can do that. Mothers are so important in our lives.
It's very true.
And I know that Jody's a mother as well. Hope she'll be on the program for the next week. And so you'll enjoy seeing her.
Always. She's so
but,
great.
But I'm so glad that you got to be here today so people can see what a heritage of having wonderful mothers is all about, and to inspire the next generation to step into the place that God has called us. Because we're called to women, as women, I call us VIPs, very influential people.
That's good stuff.
Yes. Yeah. VIPs. We do, and God has called us to influence and care for our families, but the heritage that you guys have from such a great mom, Mabel, and Marjorie. And, are so special, and now we have Elizabeth and another Margie. So this Margie-Elizabeth thing is big.
It's a big deal. Y'all are a big deal.
Well, see, the Lord a few years ago put to rest the issue of her name. Mm-hmm. The Lord works very delayed with me, apparently. I'm a slow learner. I'm not sure. We'll ask him later.
I can't believe that.
But no, I'll have questions, and the Lord will take his time to answer them. But I just have to grow into the answer so that he can give it to me. That's basically what it is. And so I don't even know how, I don't even remember how it came about, but I was looking up, trying to figure out what our names meant in Hebrew, because I was reading where the names in the Bible were important. You will name your son will be called Jesus, mm-hmm. Not that she's, that. But, I mean, she is to me, but
very Christ-like, Margie.
Very Christ-like.
Yeah. Well, because Jesus' name meant salvation.
Exactly.
Yeah. So a lot to do with what
we are. Or the Lord changed Abram's name to Abraham so that he would fulfill.
Father of a multitude.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that he would fulfill his name. So then I got to thinking, well, I wonder what our names mean mm-hmm. in Hebrew. So I looked them up. And I thought, at that time, my nickname was Beth. And so everyone would call me Beth. And so I looked it up, and Beth was house. And I went, oh, great, I'm a house.
Yeah, like Bethany, the house of God.
Yeah,
there you go.
So then,
you learned something. You think of house. You want to be a big old house.
I want to be a house. And so then I looked up Margie. And Marjorie means pearl.
Oh, I love it.
And so I said, he said, now I want you to look at your name in Hebrew. And my name in Hebrew was Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. And so is Elizabeth. My name is Elizabeth Ellen Edwards. It was three E's. And so I looked it up, and it still says house. And he said, look again. And it says house of the Lord. You have to put the L on the Beth so that the Lord is in the house.
Oh, I love that.
So it's Elizabeth, house of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he said, now put them together. Marjorie, Elizabeth. Elizabeth is a pearl. So she's my pearl in the house of the Lord.
Amen. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
And so, and that's when he said, and now you will no longer go by Beth, you'll go by Elizabeth, so that you always remember that you have God in the house.
I love that. Wow, that's a blessing.
That was wonderful.
Wow.
Break the tissues out. Because you are a pearl, both of you. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But, what a wonderful way to end our program today, to remind ourselves how when God lives within us, mm-hmm. we actually become the house of the Lord.
That's right.
And he abides within us. And that's what Jesus says. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you will, and it'll be done for you. So this whole thing about the indwelling presence of God is so transformational. Mm-hmm. That's what happened to Mabel. It's what happened mm-hmm. to Margie and Elizabeth and Margie again.
Yeah.
And it continues on with all of you, the wonderful women and men that are watching today. I believe that God has brought you to this program to let you know that you are very special. No matter what your name is on the outside, he put his name on you, and it will dwell within you, and you have a special assignment from the Lord to just live a glorious life. That's what knowing Jesus is all about. And so we're so thankful that you joined us today. I believe that God is touching your life and changing you and transforming you into the beautiful pearl that he's called you to be.
I absolutely love it. And you have pearls on too.
I do have pearls on.
There you go. This was
I know what the name of my what my name means. It means pure.
Oh,
Jesse's name, by the way, means wealthy.
Yeah.
Which she loves to remind me of that. Oh, no. And do you know what your name is?
Yes, Chris. Well, I'm Chrissy, but my real name's Christine, and it means Christ-like. So hope I'm doing an okay job representing. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
You sure certainly are.
No, thank you so much. It was just an honor getting it. I mean, I know we talk every day. We work so close together. Miss Elizabeth's right outside my office and keeps me on task. And Margie's always there coming up with creative ideas and working together. Just having you both in Studio C together has been an honor. I love you both.
It's been an honor for you to ask us. We've had a wonderful time.
Yes.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for being back, because we just wanted to celebrate motherhood and women in general. So we're so thankful that you got to took the time to be here. I know it's out of your comfort zone. You're more comfortable being behind the camera and doing all the things you do. Mm-hmm. And we so appreciate all that you do.
It's our pleasure. You guys.
But I just thought it would be good for the audience to just, our friends that watch us through all the different social media platforms, to see more about you and know what it means, how much we value you. And we value women. There's good women that work here at the ministry.
Definitely. Yes. We got some dynamic women of God. We know how to get things done.
Yeah, and we just love the fact that our partners help us to do what we do, and they're, because of our partners, we're able to reach people and change lives all over the world. Y'all help us to do that in the design element part of it, but our partners help us by supporting us. So just before we close, I want to thank you for doing that. And if you're not a partner, you can do that by become a maybe just a one-time or a monthly partner. You can do that by going to jdm.org. You can use PayPal, text to give, or select the giving on our JDM app, which is so awesome, or you can mail in your donation.
It's so wonderful.
It's wonderful that we have people all over the world that help us to do what we do.
We do.
And we just love knowing Jesus and letting everybody else know about how wonderful he is. We have that same spirit that Mabel had.
Yes.
Mabel, not a table, right?
Mabel, but not a table. Strong, strong ladies.
Strong women. Strong ladies. I know it's wonderful that we said earlier in this month that sometimes mothers get just one day, but I think we're going to celebrate mothers.
I'm telling you, we're establishing a new precedent. We got all month long.
Yeah.
And it's good.
It is
really,
good.
Really good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here, joining me on Glorious Living. I hope to see you next week for another powerful program. God bless you.